Welcome students to this learning opportunity provided by Odisha State Open University. Today we will be discussing about the theories of leadership. I will be starting with trait theory of leadership. This is the classical approach to leadership. Now, before going to the trait theory in detail, let me tell you the theories in leadership developed by taking into account three perspectives. One is the leader, focusing on the leader, his features, his characteristics, and his activities. Second, focusing on the followers' readiness, the followers' ability. And third dimension is situation. Now, based upon these three things, initial researchers were focusing on leaders' traits or leaders' characteristics or qualities. Now, the big or the great leaders were focused, and the characteristics or traits they were analyzed by the initial theorist of leadership, and from which trait theory of leadership emerged. So, trait theory takes into account the personality features of the leader, the physical features of the leader, the social aspect of the leader. Now, within personality, you may think of it is intelligence, it is the person's ability to congruence or to adapt to new situation, or his unique adjustment to the environment. Now, when we discuss about social factors, how he manages social relationship, how he interacts in social gathering, and how he communicates in social settings. Physical features takes into account his appearance, his height, his general body mass. So, all are physical features. Now, researchers were interested to find out what are the features that are unique to the leaders and that differentiates leader from non-leaders. And one of the important, as I said, it is a classical theory. It is the first theory, and in social science, there are exceptions in theories. It's not a natural science where theories are applicable in each and every scenario. In a social science, we are having theories which are having exceptions. So, trait theory still today, though it is having some exception, some theorists are questioning, still it is prevalent. Even in 21st century, we are focusing today also on the new traits which can segregate the leaders from non-leaders. Now, trait theory, one of the important aspect is that it believes that the traits are innate in nature. Now, what is innate in nature? Innate means by birth these qualities are there with the leader. So, if the qualities are there with the leader, then only he can flourish. Other words, a person having these born qualities within him will predict whether he can become a leader or not. Now, there is a question mark here. If we are believing in trait theory and the innate nature of the traits, can we train some people as leader? Perhaps the trait theorist will say no. Because these are the born qualities. Now, these born qualities, how to assess? Already we have discussed in another episode with regard to leadership traits. So, I will not repeat the traits here. Just for example, it may be the physical energy of the person, sense and purpose, enthusiasm in the person, his awareness about the environment, all these factors determines whether he can be a leader or not leader. Now the next question comes, how to assess this? These qualities, since we are assessing the quality of a person, directly assessing the qualities, we find difficulties. So qualitative aspect or feature of a person are indirectly assessed. So many a time, if the researcher has not taken due consideration or scientific method, the research data is questionable. So while assessing the traits, since we are following indirect method, we have to be very careful in assessing the traits. However, many theorists are there who have assessed these qualities and came out with the proposition that yes, traits can determine whether a person will become a leader or not a leader. Now, we will discuss that is this the only theory in leadership? This is not the only theory in leadership. This theory of leadership is also challenged. And one beauty about the leadership theories are that all these theories we will be discussing are complementary to each other. Trait theory has its own position, behavioral theory has its own position, situational theory has its own position, and the whole gamut of knowledge revolves around this theory, and these theories are complementary to each other. Now, what are the question marks, or what are the demerits, or how this trait theory is challenged? The trait theories are challenged because psychologists as well as the managerial theorist could not come to conclusion what are the basic characteristics which will determine a leader from a non-leader. So I want to say you, what are the universal traits? Can it be identified so that we can come to a conclusion that this set of qualities, if available in a person, he will be a leader? Unfortunately, there is no unanimity among the experts. Every expert gives a set of qualities or traits found among the leaders. However, we find many similarities among them. Next question is about qualities, how to assess. Already we have discussed. Now, unclear evidence about cause-effect relationship. In any scientific theory, we found a cause-effect relationship. Now, trait theory, while propagated or while adopted, while implemented in organization, we find sometimes cause-effect relationship are not highly established, or the relationship is not 100% acceptable. So since cause-effect relationship is a problem, that these are the qualities will definitely predict a person as a leader, there is the question mark still remains over trait theory. Now, even in 21st century, researchers are focusing on traits of leaders, and possibilities are there. In near future, the researcher will find out a whole gamut of qualities which will be acceptable to all with regard to leaders. I hope this suffices your understanding about trait theory. Thank you.